So if you found it a bit stressful or toxic or negative over the past, well, since 9 p.m. last night, all the speculation around politics and the stories that have gone with it, I have the interview for you. Relax, take a deep breath, and let me introduce you to Joy Anderson. We're going back to our 100 years of radio memories now, with some incredible stories that have come through from our listeners, and today, my favourite of the lot. Joy Anderson is with me to share her family's radio memory. Hi there, Joy.
Greetings. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for coming on to share your memories of radio. And you've got memories of your mother and memories of your father. First of all, your mum used to listen to something you refer to as the serials.
Yes, Portia Faces Life and Dr. Paul were radio serials back in probably the 50s, 60s maybe. But she particularly liked music, and she is the most beautiful whistler I have ever heard. She could whistle anything, and it was always beautiful. And she would whistle all the time. It's one of a treasured memory of Mum
Yeah, that's
and her
lovely.
whistling.
And were Dr. Paul and Portia Faces Life, were they drama serials? Yeah.
Sort of like radio soaps, really.
I haven't come across those ones before, actually. I've heard about the
Oh,
Archers
yeah.
and
Oh, yeah,
obviously
the
the Sunday
Archers.
morning kids stories.
Yeah, we listened to those too. Yeah, had to get up early because we had to listen to them before we went to church. Yeah, and Dad used to listen to the races. All he carried the race. He had one of those transistor radios with a brown leather case. And he carried that with him everywhere, and he used to sit and listen to the races. And if a race came on, quiet, quiet. And my kids remember that from him too. My kids are now late 30s, and they remember Granddad sitting there listening to the races. There was never much money, and only occasionally was he able to have a bet. So, if he had a horse race, it would be a double. He'd take a double. Yeah.
What's the double? Is that when you? How does that one work?
You pick the pick the pick the winner of two races.
Oh yeah.
At a meeting. Yeah. So, and there's a story that has sort of been in the background about the Golden Galleon who won the Wellington Cup in 1955.
Yeah.
And that's how Mum and Dad were able to buy a house.
What?
So, Ellen, my daughter, decided to have a look on Papers Past, and she found on Papers Past, there's a story about a surprise win for Golden Galleon in the Wellington Cup. So, and then I thought to myself, well, actually, a lot of Mum's grandchildren wouldn't know this story, so I thought, well, maybe we should write it down.
Yeah.
So I got my brother, my older brother, who was remembered it most because he got a new bike as well. And that was it was a Hercules bike. So Mum had this, Dad was the one that followed the races, and Dad was the one that sometimes had a bet. But this time, Mum had a bet, which was most unusual. And the reason why she took a bet was just incredible because it was so unlike her. Because she had a dream of following someone who was dropping something that was too hot to pick up, and that something was bars of gold. And the next morning, looking in the paper for the Wellington races, they discovered a horse called Golden Galleon was running the first leg of the double. And then the second leg of the double was a horse called Hot Drop.
What?
So Mum took a half ticket, because they couldn't afford a whole ticket, a half ticket in the double. So when the Golden Galleon won, Mum told my big brother that if she won the double, he could have a brand new bike. Well, he went off to go to the swimming bars, and he was sitting next to some friends watching the cricket, and they had someone had a radio and they were listening to the races, quite common those days. And when he heard that Hot Drop had won the second leg, well, he was over the moon and he got his bike. And Mum invested the rest in the money for a deposit to buy their house. So back in the 50s, we lived in a state house. And back in the 50s, the government made it possible for state house tenants to buy their homes. Ah. All they had to do was pay a 5% deposit. So this was still way out of reach for families like ours.
Yeah.
Because Dad worked at the factory, as well as taking care of the children. Mum worked part-time as a cleaner and various other jobs. So in addition to us kids, Mum supported her siblings. Mum was 16 when her mother died, having had 8 children. And then Granddad remarried, and they had 5 sons. Huh. So, and then her stepmother died in 46, leaving that family with very young children. And so during the school holidays, those boys would come and stay with Mum and Dad. They were around the same age as my older brothers. So they'd come and stay with Mum and Dad. So, you know, Mum made most of our clothes herself, and she knitted all year round. She was an amazing seamstress. So she'd make clothes for her brothers as well because they would usually arrive with nothing. So I'm reading you now the story that I wrote for the grandchildren. Mm. With all these additional demands for their support, finances and attention, that the idea of buying a house of their own was a pipe dream. But, as I say, she bought a half mum after her dream. Mum bought a half ticket in the double, and that got enough money for them to put the deposit for the house and John's new bike. And it meant that instead of paying rent for the next 30 years, their weekly payments were paying off the mortgage. Yeah. So while money was still needed to be carefully managed, there was this goal in their sight. So that was just quite incredible.
You talked about your brother's reaction when that horse came in, but what about your mum?
Well, about 10 years ago was a funeral of somebody who knew Mum and Dad from way back then, and he started to tell me about the only time he'd ever seen my mother lost for words, and it was the day that the Golden Galleon won the Wellington Cup and Hot Drop won the second leg of the double. He was visiting. She was making a pot of jam, and she dropped it. So it was another Hot Drop, but it was jam this time because they were listening to the radio, and the horse Hot Drop won the second leg of the double. She couldn't believe it. Mm. And that, yeah, that the only time he'd ever seen her lost words, she said. So, yeah, all my kids, the radio was there on going all the time. You know, we had often listened to all sorts. But that was our main form of entertainment, yeah.
Yeah. Did your mum end up happy? Joy sounded like she had a very busy, hard-working life.
She was the kindest, most caring person, and all my cousins would tell you that they loved her to bits, and she was just wonderful. And, yeah, she loved having all the grandchildren around too, so my kids have wonderful memories of Grandma Peace. Her name was Peace, so we talk about Grandma Peace. And we still have one of the spare room at our place. It's always Grandma Peace's room. Hmm. But because she used to come and stay and help me with my kids.
Did she ever get to take a break, get a holiday and catch your breath, get some peace?
Well, I don't know if you call it. We took her on holiday with us. But I don't know if you call it much of a break because she helped me with, we had, you know, we went to Sydney, but we had 2 kids as well. So yeah, she helped there. No, she did. Her and Dad, they were good together. She was a lovely person. She worked hard. She enjoyed herself, and she took care of people. Even when she was in palliative care herself, she said to me, we've got to go up and visit the old people, who were at the old people's home, some of her relatives.
And she was how old at that point?
in her 80s. But we better go and visit the old people, so they might not have had any visitors. She could barely walk. She's an amazing lady. Really was.
You sound pretty cool too, Joy. Thank you very much for sharing these memories with us.
Oh, Jack, you're welcome.